Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our last program, we conclude the speech of Representative Omar, which she gave to the Muslim Jihadi of CARE. And obviously, as we have seen throughout the last few broadcasts, that it was not just one statement, some people did something, but the entire speech was aiming to bring hatred to the American people through her speech. Sadly, once again, I repeat, the media in America did not cover her speech. As a matter of fact, if you go online, you'll see that that speech was taken out of context. Mr. Trump tweeted a video, have nothing to do with Ilhan Omar. But the reality is, it was her speech as she gave it to the Muslim of CARE and others. And once again, let's go back to Professor Todd Green, who defended Representative Omar as if she had done nothing wrong and as if she had not said anything out of place. And as a matter of fact, as you're going to hear him today, he will continue to defend her by telling his audience that she is 100% a victim of Islamophobia. For now, she is also receiving threats for her life because of Trump and his supporters. So without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
In my opinion, this is all, it's all worse because of the Islamophobic stereotype that Muslims by default harbor latent violence or terrorist sympathies. So it doesn't take much to generate a certain anxiety among a certain portion of the electorate in terms of convincing them that that's what she's really up to here. But huge spike in death threats targeting her. Also an opportunity for various Democratic candidates, presidential candidates and other leaders to come out and condemn this. This is very overtly Islamophobic, without a doubt.
So now we know because of Islamophobia of the Americans, people like myself, we got a problem that everybody in America thinks of Muslims to be terrorists. Everybody in America automatically believe all Muslims are bad. Obviously, Professor Todd Green will not believe in that because he believes Muslims are loving, peaceful people. And only few of the Muslims does he call radicals. And Ilhan Omar has nothing to do with these bad radicals who are not true Muslims in his opinion. Once again, I have to correct his lies by telling you the truth. Islam is not what I or Professor Todd Green share with you, but Islam is the word of Allah in the Quran. To be a Muslim is to submit. To submit what? Submit to Islam. What is Islam? The words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. The teaching of the Quran, the true nature of Islam is very ugly. It is exactly what ISIS is all about. It is exactly what Al-Qaeda is all about, or Boko Haram, or Al-Shabaab of the home country of Representative Omar, Somalia, or any other Muslim jihadi organization of your choice. These are the true Muslim believers. Why? Because they're living the commands of Allah in the Quran. Well, not every Muslim is a terrorist. No. That is a false statement. If you are not a terrorist, then you cannot call yourself a Muslim. Why? Because Allah in the Quran, as we shared before, I repeat again, in six verses, that is Quran 3:151, Quran 8:12, Quran 8:60, Quran 33 verses 26 and 27, Quran chapter 59 verse 2, and Quran chapter 59 verse 13. In all these verses, Allah is telling the Muslim believers, those who love him, those who submit to him, to be terrorists, because he is a terrorist. His angels are terrorists, and his prophet Muhammad was a terrorist. This is the reality which Professor Todd Green cannot understand, because simply he's so ignorant of Islam. If you are not willing to practice Islam, then you're not a Muslim. As I always say, if you are not willing to live the teaching of the New Testament, then you're not a Christian. Jesus says, love your enemy. And you choose to hate somebody, then you're not a Christian. Why? Because Jesus said so. How can you say you love Jesus, whom you have not seen, if you do not love your brothers, whom you see by your eyes? As the Bible teaches, this is the reality about Islam, Professor Green. You cannot be a loving Muslim or a peaceful Muslim because that does not fit with the teaching of Islam. So Islamophobia is an invented word by people like yourself, promoted by Muslims in the West, only in the West. Because in the Middle East, where I come from, in the 57 Muslim countries of the Muslim world, they do not believe in Islamophobia. They believe that all that you reject about Islam to be the real Islam. And anything you're going to say about the Muslims in America to say that these are radicals or these are the extremists or whatever you want to say, in where I come from, these are what we call Muslim believers. Allah calls them believers. Muhammad calls them believers. They call themselves Muslim believers. Here in America, sadly, people like yourself, Professor Green, do not have a clue what Islam is. If you are a nice guy who does not believe in killing or terrorizing the infidels, then Allah has another name for you in the Quran, and that is the word hypocrite. Who are the hypocrites? Ask Allah in the Quran. He said in Quran chapter 3, verse 167, by that he will know the hypocrites, that if you ask them to engage in war for the sake of Allah, or if you ask them to contribute financially towards those who perform jihad for the sake of Allah, they will say, no, thank you. Those are the hypocrites. And the judgment of Allah in the Quran, Quran chapter 9, verse 53, is very clear, Professor Green, that Muslims are ordered to engage in war, to perform jihad against the infidels and such hypocrites, the Muslims who refuse to follow the teaching of Islam. I do not know how many times do I need to repeat these facts, but I hope and I pray you, our dear audience, are listening and taking notes, because if we will not expose the lies of Professor Green and liberals like him, the end will be very sad, because plenty of Americans will believe these lies and they will come to the conclusion, yes, Usama Daktok is Islamophobe, but Ilhan Omar is a wonderful Muslim believer. That's why I spent the last few broadcasts to cover for you the speech of Representative Omar, to show you that she is no different than the CARE organization, the Jihadi of America, the Muslim Brotherhood, who wrote by their own hands, as we discovered from the Holy Land Foundation trial, that they're here to perform jihad in America. They're here to destroy America from within, and they're here to force Sharia on the American people. And that is a group who clap hands for Representative Omar as she continues to spew her hatred towards Israel and America in the same speech, which Professor Todd Green could not see anything wrong in it at all. So I hope, as we went through all these radio broadcasts, over 56 broadcasts, now we know that Islamophobia is an invented word by liberals like Professor Green to shut down anyone and everyone to criticize the Muslims or Islam. Now, Professor Green is telling us, because of people like me, certain anxiety are generated among a certain portion of electorate in terms of convincing them that is what Representative Omar is really up to. And that's why Representative Omar has received many threats here in America. Well, I'm sorry once again, Professor Green. Have the American people know Ilhan Omar for who she is and how many crimes she has committed to be here in America since she came under the name Omar, which has nothing to do with her? Representative Omar should never be a representative. As a matter of fact, she should not stay a day in America. When I came to America 28 years ago, I filled an application, and I made the statement in the application that everything I wrote in this application is true. And the warning was written in the same application that if I lied in any of the things in my application will be rejected, and I will be return to Egypt. Now, has anybody investigated the application of Representative Ilhan? Because, with all respect, once again, Omar is not her father. And the amount of crime she committed just recently by marrying her brother or cheating the IRS, if you or I, my dear friends, have committed the same crime which Representative Omar has already committed, we will spend at least 18 years in prison. And we will be removed from America, because that is the Constitution. These are the laws which our immigration system was set on. But sadly, because Ilhan Omar, once again, is a black, a woman, a Muslim, and she's a Democrat, trust me, nobody would remove her from America. And if the voters will not vote her out, most likely she will continue to serve in that office and even higher offices in the near future in the state of Minnesota or somewhere else as she continues to go up the ladder of the political arena in America.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
As for the compassion which Professor Todd Green has for Representative Omar, that her life is threatened. Well, guess what? If that's true, I have received more threats than Representative Omar. And nobody talks about me, and nobody defends me. And I never heard Professor Todd Green speaking about the Christians who were killed just the last 4 years or 5 years in the Muslim world. We're talking about thousands of Christians. For example, when the Muslims retaliate for the killing of the 50 Muslims in New Zealand, as if the killer of the 50 Muslims in New Zealand was a Christian, even though we all know that he was an atheist. He does not believe in God. Why Professor Todd Green did not speak about the hundreds who were killed in retaliation of the 50 Muslims of New Zealand? Why Professor Green does not talk about the burning of the Christians in their churches while they're worshiping Jesus Christ on Sundays, or the rest of the Christians who are persecuted in the Muslim world? You see, Professor Green could not care less about defending the persecuted Christian, but he cares much about defending Representative Ilhan Omar. After all, he believes that she is a wonderful, loving, peaceful Muslim lady. And the opposite, as we have shown so far, is true. And once again, not only Professor Green defended Representative Ilhan Omar, but many of the candidates for president in the Democratic Party also defended her. But I'm sorry to tell you once again, I never heard any of our senators or our congressmen or our governors speaking about the persecuted Christian in planet Earth, even those who call themselves Christians. Thank God for Mr. Trump, who spoke about it enough, and his vice president, Mike Pence, who told the truth for the first time in the history of America, as far as I know. Now we got the top leaders speaking about the persecuted church, the persecuted Christians in the world by the Muslims, whom Professor Green defended here endlessly. Well, let's move on with the next statement of Professor Todd Green. That is when he said,
"So here are two presidential candidates in the Democratic Party that, again, are pretty typical of Democratic responses over the past couple of decades. Sort of saying Islamophobia is really bad, and sort of saying, but we need to qualify it in some way, or posture or position ourselves."
So obviously here, Professor Todd Green is speaking of two Democrats. If you have not attended his seminar, you will not see these two slides in his PowerPoint presentation. The first one came from Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and we will read to you what she actually wrote in her tweet. And he's telling us that that lady is struggling to tell us about the Islamophobia agenda. Yes, there are Islamophobic people, and the Islamophobia is not the right thing, but we need to know exactly how we can qualify someone to be an Islamophobe, and somehow we need to know how we foster our position or ourselves on that unique movement of Islamophobia. Sorry, my dear friends, that liberal senator has no clue what Islam is, as it is in the case of Professor Green himself. I guarantee you, if you go ask her, ma'am, have you ever read the Quran? She would tell you no. Ma'am, have you ever studied the sayings of Muhammad? She would tell you no. Have you ever studied anything about the history of Islam? She will also tell you no. And here we go. Ignorant people in America are speaking of their empty mind. I think before you talk about Islamophobia is real or not, you need to learn about Islam, because perhaps what you're defending under the title Islamophobia is the real Islam. Now I want you to listen to what Senator Gillibrand said in her tweet.
As a senator who represents 9/11 victims, I can't accept any minimizing of that pain. But Trump's dangerous rhetoric against @IllenMN is disgusting. It's a false choice to suggest we can't fight terrorism and reject Islamophobic hate at once. A president should do both.
Really, Senator? I do not know who is the person in his right mind to put you in charge of the victims of 9/11, because you are disgraceful to all those who lost their life on that day. Because till now, here we go, 18 years later, as you wrote your tweet, you have no clue what Islam is. You do not know that the 19 hijackers of Islam, these Muslim believers, practice Islam on the soil of America, and 3,000 Americans lost their life because of Islam. There is no, my dear madam, anything such as Islamophobia. According to your belief and liberals like you, Islamophobia is an irrational fear. But if you knew Islam and what the 19 hijackers did on September 11, you will have the real fear of bringing one more Muslim to America, even if it was Ilhan Omar herself. Calling what Mr. Trump said about Ilhan Omar disgusting is disgusting, because you're not speaking the truth about who Ilhan Omar is and what she is doing in America. Do you know why she is in that office? Let me remind you again, my friends. Every Muslim in America who ran for office, they are here for the simple reason it is taking over America and to replace the United States of America Constitution by Sharia. These are not my words. These are the words of CARE and the rest of the Muslim jihadi organizations in America, as we discovered from the Holy Land Foundation trial. And Mr. Trump is doing what is right for America. And that day will come in the near future where the American people would wish that they have listened to Mr. Trump and follow his decisions. You cannot fight terrorism without knowing Islam. Because Islam, as I said, is the living of Muslim believers to obey the commands of Allah to terrorize the Americans and to kill the Americans, as we have seen it clearly on September 11. You cannot reject Islamophobic hate, because there is no Islamophobia. I do not teach to hate any Muslims, but we must hate Islam, which is the source of terrorism. We are not to hate sinners, but to hate sin. And that is the same with Islam. We are to hate Islam, but not the Muslims. Once again, because they are victims number one of Islam. And sadly, the rest of the world are victim number two. So I do not know, how can you make our president, Mr. Donald Trump, fight terrorism without speaking the truth about people like Ilhan Omar, who are here for the hope of the destruction of America? And when he does that, you judge him as an Islamophobe. And that is the problem with most liberals in America. They are destroying America because of their ignorance. As the scripture said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Here we go. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is ignorant of Islam, and she is defending the Muslims like Professor Todd Green without having a clue what she is doing. That's why I call her and the rest of her team useful idiots. Now, I want you, my dear friends, to listen carefully to the words of Professor Todd Green, or what we say, his opinion of Senator Gillibrand's tweet, which we just have read for you.
So you have Gillibrand on the left, who actually seems to accept Trump's version of that narrative, right? That that Omar is minimizing, at best minimizing the pain of the 9/11 victims. So she actually reinforces that at the beginning of her tweet. Before then, she says, by the way, this is also dangerous, right? So you have a little bit of both of her. She's condemning Islamophobia, but she's also taking a position in relation to Inan Omar in the context in which Omar is receiving a lot of death threats. Again, if I'm advising any of these folks, I'm saying this is not the time to signal people you have disagreements with Inan Omar when her life is being threatened, right? In a very, very deliberate attempt to smear her in a dangerous way.
Now, do you understand what Professor Green is doing here? He's telling us that Senator Gillibrand is wrong. Why? Because she is taking the side of Mr. Trump, even though she said what he did was disgusting, but she's wrong. He wants that senator to stand up with him in solidarity to defend Ilhan Omar, because after all, now she's receiving threats because of Mr. Trump. Let me remind you again what we're talking about. We're talking about a speech, which I covered completely, in which Representative Ilhan Omar made so many astonishing statements. For example, she advised her Muslim audience to raise hell, to make the American people uncomfortable. Why? Because she thinks they are victims in America. Not they are the victimizers who killed 3,000 Americans, but they are victims in America. And once again, when Ilhan Omar made the statement, some people did something. This is 100% truth, Professor Green. She was minimizing the pain of the 9/11 victims, sir. Because I don't understand. How can you understand what she said in any other way? And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.